Welcome to Gnazim Podcast.
Yehudi Geber with the Gnazim Auction House, and this historic artifact is a psak from the Fez rabbinate in Morocco, led by Rabbi Yehuda Ibn Attar. Another popular Morocco cemetery we visit with the groups is in Fez, one of the most ancient Jewish communities in the entire world, and one of the most prominent Moroccan rabbinical families in the 17th and 18th centuries there was the Ibn Attar family. The most famous scion of this family was, of course, the Ar HaChaim HaKadosh, Reb Chaim Ibn Attar. But there are many others as well. And one of the ones we go to in the cemetery is Rabbi Yehuda Ibn Attar, a rabbi of Fez in the early 18th century and a close relative of the Ar HaChaim. He was a jeweler by profession and remained a craftsman his entire life because he never wanted to draw a salary for executing his rabbinical duties. He was a renowned paisik and dayan in a very conventional sense and enjoyed a wide respect among Moroccan Jewry and beyond. Jews suffered persecution during his time, and he lived in Meknes for several years when he had to leave Fez. He got a reputation as a miracle worker during this time when he was allegedly arrested by the government for some supposed infraction, and the Jewish community was forced to ransom him. When the impoverished community was unable to produce the demanded large sums, he was thrown into a lion's pit by the government and survived there for 24 hours until his astonished captors ordered his release. And what's interesting regarding this narrative is that it's often mistakenly attributed to his more famous relative, the Ar HaChaim HaKadosh, when in reality the story is told about Rabbi Yehuda Ibn Attar. Along with him is assigned on this psak of the Fez Rabbanim is his close friends and colleagues among the rabbinate of Fez, the Dayanim of Fez, some of the most famous and prestigious rabbi in Moroccan history. This was something of a golden age of the Fez rabbinate in the modern era, Rabbi Yaakov Ibn Sur, another Dayan and Talmud Chaver of Rabbi Yehuda Ibn Attar, his close friend and scion of one of the most famous Fez rabbinical families, Rabbi Shmuel Tzarfati. Many of the Tzarfati rabbis' graves of several generations are right there in the Fez cemetery nearby. Rabbi Avram Ibn Dinan is another Dayan on the Fez Bezdin, and it's a very, very interesting insight into this time period of Fez Jewish history.
Gnazim, own your heritage. Discover more at gnazim.com.